FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Investigations are underway after a three-year-old girl drowned in a pool in Bluff, south of Durban, yesterday afternoon. ALS paramedics responded to a home on Hilltop Road where CPR was already being performed when they arrived, spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
Advanced life support paramedics quickly took over the resuscitation efforts. However, the little girl showed no signs of life and was declared deceased on the scene a short while later. At this stage, the events leading up to the incident are unknown. However, SAPS, who are in attendance, will be investigating further.
The MK party has distanced itself from the recent visit of Secretary General Floyd Shivambu to the church of self-proclaimed Prophet Shepherd Bushiri in Malawi. The party says this visit was not sanctioned, endorsed or initiated by the leadership of any official structure of the MK party. In a statement, it says Shivambu undertook this visit in his own personal capacity and without the mandate or knowledge of the party. It says it remains firmly opposed to any association with individuals who are fugitives from justice. Emergency services remain on high alert as more travellers head to KZN for the second leg of the long weekend. The N3 toll concession expects high traffic volumes in and out of the province, with many returning home tomorrow as the Easter break ends. Gareth Naidu from KZN VIP says they've already responded to several road accidents in and around Durban over the past few days.
Thankfully, there haven't been many serious incidents reported in and around in regards to road accidents and other obstructions. Our law enforcement agencies, Metro Police, together with other services, have been kept busy maintaining roadblocks and high visibility. This has also hampered the drinking and driving, would have led to much more road crashes.
In a surprise move, Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced an Easter truce in Ukraine set to last until midnight. If it holds, it would mark the most significant pause in the fighting since the war began 3 years ago. Russia has ordered its troops to halt all combat operations, and Ukraine says it will match the ceasefire. The truce follows months of pressure from US President Donald Trump, who's been urging both Moscow and Kyiv to come to the table. He's warned he may pull out of the negotiations if progress isn't made. On the weather front today, clear skies and showers after sunset predicted for most parts of the province. Durban, a high of 26, Richards Bay and Olundi, 28, Pietermaritzburg, 26, Ladysmith, Newcastle and Margate, 25, Moy River, 23, Kokstad and Underberg, 22. In Durban, we've got 2-meter sea swells this morning, sunset at 29 minutes to 6. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunukuhle Malinga.